With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast, and I'm your host, Lara Marie Shanehals.
I would like to welcome back a special guest. You may have heard of him. You may have not ever heard of him, but he's here. It's Ryan O'Connell.
Someone was begging me to come on to finish the podcast. Felt like it was incomplete without my commentary.
This is categorically untrue. I'm going to say this is fake news. A false narrative, if you will. Yeah, uh-huh. Kellyanne O'Connell.
Kellyanne O'Connell. Lol. That's me.
Your new nickname.
It's my drag name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like it's good to have a balance because later on we're going to have a special guest who has never, ever been.
Oh, am I on first?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
Top billed talent. Yeah, what can I say?
That. Okay.
Yeah, so I feel like it's good to balance it with a guest who's...
Who knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, who's like familiar with the Vanderpump rules world, and then a guest who's just like a tragic victim that I... subjected to this awful, awful universe.
Yes.
So this episode I felt like didn't, like, a lot happened, but then weirdly not a lot happened.
I mean, you say that, but I was on the edge of my seat. I still
what else is new? Yeah, you live for this show more than I do.
That's
at this
not
point.
True.
You it is true.
That is like actually not true.
What it is. Yeah, I'm like, I'll be like, I'm over this show. And you'll be like, babe, did you watch
Vanderpump? You never fucking say that.
You always text me the day after or call me and you're like, babe, did you watch Vando? Did you watch Vanderpump? Did you watch Vanderpump
Rules? Well, it's like your job that no one pays you for to do this podcast.
It's more of like a duty than a job at this point.
Yeah.
It's a responsibility.
A duty to the fans. It's true.
I have to do it for them.
I know.
They demanded this. I'm giving them what they want.
I like this episode a lot. I mean... I really like New Orleans, so it's a very special place for me.
Yeah.
And so to see them invade my sacred space, I was a little triggered.
What was weird for me is that I was in New Orleans last weekend and visited a lot of the places that they visited.
What?
Yeah.
Like where?
We went to Pat O'Brien's for an engagement party, which was actually really fun.
Wow.
And I drank hurricanes all weekend.
You did? You were really sick, though.
I was really sick, but I powered through. I was sick with a cold, not like...
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, it was great because then you just can't taste anything. You're just like drinking grain alcohol.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. But also it's like those drinks, you can have two and then you're just good to go for the rest of the night.
Yeah. I don't really like those drinks. They're like too headachey. I'm like hungover
Normally I'm just like not into it, but when in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a weird parallel. I often have those kinds of parallel journeys with the show where I'm like... Am I garbage too? And
well,
I have
babe,
to really check myself.
You do, because I have to check in with you. Because I'm literally like, hey, you went to Fratelli's when we first met.
I knew, but that's fine. I don't go anymore.
I
went there to stalk the Dancing with the Stars
Which
people.
Is another layer of garbage.
I know, but I don't even watch that show anymore.
good.
Randomly, I think the last time I was at Fratelli's was the time I ran into Kristen and Sheena there, and that's when I knew it was.
Weren't
like
they having like a bottomless
true.
Mimosa brunch like Tuesday at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, they were like boozing and losing midday, but I loved it.
Yeah, I love that for them.
It was a moment where I could.
Can you imagine like waking up at like 1 p.m. on a Tuesday and be like, you know what, I'm fucking craving Fratelli's bottomless mimosas.
I really can't, because one thing I did this weekend, which I never really do anymore, is I day drank. I like had like a slushy.
What?
Yeah.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. I had to-go slushy, like a roadie, yeah. And a pina colada, my fave. And so it was so delicious, but it also made me pretty drunk. Yeah. And then I was like devastatingly tired. Like I was like, I couldn't.
Well, you don't really drink anymore either. So like you were drinking for the first time in a while.
I'm just such a straight edge now.
I know.
I'm a little homebody.
You won't drink with me.
No.
It's okay.
So yeah, there were like red flag moments where I was like, am I like them? But then I realized, no, I'm not.
No, you're not.
So it's fine.
No.
But this episode was basically like, what I love about love and hate about the women on this show is that even though it's supposed to be like someone else's moment, they all use it to just make it about themselves.
Yeah.
So like it opens with Stassi just like packing up for New Orleans, being like on the floor, practically like
it's
crying about
how much panic they felt. But no, it's amazing how much panic they felt. They're like, we don't want to let Katie down. I've never met women who are so invested in a wedding before. Like they're literally like, if this doesn't go right, it falls all on me. And I'm like, who cares? I'm literally like, they're going to be divorced in 2 days.
Yeah. Like I don't know if you tuned in, yeah. But this like relationship, I don't think is built to last.
Well, their animosity towards each other, Katie and Schwartz, is really building. And it feels so lol to me that even after all that we've seen, they get married in like 3 weeks and we're supposed to be excited about that. And we're supposed to like imagine it as like a genuine good decision.
Like either they're really building to this wedding where they're going to play it and edit it as though it's the most beautiful,
right.
Meaningful,
will,
like gorgeous thing that's ever happened to anyone.
Right.
But like right now, all of this lead up is souring me to the point where I'm like, I feel even bad like talking about it. Almost.
Well, imagine what it's like for Tom and Katie, though, but to, like, watch it. Like, they're married now, and, like, imagine, like, rewatching these episodes being like, yikes. Like, I mean, Katie's probably like, together forever. But, like, Schwartz is probably like, cool. Like, maybe I should not have married her. I mean, I don't
know. Seems to be fairly wishy-washy, as he has been for their entire relationship.
Well, that's his whole personality, and that's why, again, it's a dynamic that where he's, like, passive. He is, like, putting for a backbone, and Katie is aggressive, and, you know, basically two wrongs make a wrong. And it's just, I don't know. It's like, I feel like he's so fucking passive, and only someone so passive can put up with that kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I get that. Yeah. But also, I don't know. Like Molly was bringing up a good point in the last episode of Sup where she was like, Katie's actually been through so much. If you think about like all the shit that she's had to go through with him being like very TBD on the commitment side of things.
Yeah. But I feel like any normal person would have like bounced a long time ago, but she has put so much into this relationship, like where it's like basically like she's invested so much time where she's like, I'm not walking away right now. I've already invested years of my life. I'm not going to be single again. I feel like where she's like, no.
Yeah.
This wedding's too important to me. It's what the wedding symbolizes for her life and like buying into like the wedding industrial complex, basically, like where she's like, I will get married because I want to get married. And honestly, like, Tom, you better shut the fuck up and just get along with it. I'm like, that's not what a wedding should be like.
Can you imagine having to like defend your relationship like this?
No,
like,
it's really crazy.
Look back and have to be like, wow, we were at each other's throats. I acted like a dog off the leash. Like,
yeah.
Then what?
Well, they're just so not well matched. And I think that will, you know, I mean, they'll get divorced, I think, unless.
Do you think
Katie
she's going to get pregnant?
Baby. Yeah, I think she might trap him a little bit. You know, lay a trap. A booby trap. Like, she might do that. And then I don't think Tom would have the courage to leave
that situation.
So she's got him forever. Like, he's on lockdown.
But I feel like
he'll continue to cheat and all that stuff. And I think, I mean, I'm sure he's always cheated.
Yeah. I mean, my thought is if you're in a monogamous relationship where the deal is that you guys are always supposed to fuck each other and there's no one else, and then you've like shaken hands or do whatever you do, but then someone keeps repeatedly stepping outside of that, it's like a sign that maybe you're not supposed to be in this relationship.
No, I can imagine like getting cheated on over and over again and being like, anyways, let's pick out like flowers for our wedding.
And also like the making out thing is such a lie. No one just makes out with someone else. Ever. No,
he be fucking. He's fucking.
Yeah.
He loathes her. He honestly, like, he looks at her like he truly hates her. And I think she kind of hates him, too.
Yeah.
I think they, like, hate each other for sure.
Every one of their interactions, too, is, like, so sad to watch because it gets to a point where it's, like, it's the kind of couple where everything the other person says, like, pisses.
Oh, the resentment is so high. Yeah. There's so much resentment.
So he's like, let me take my shoes off. And she's like, ew, don't take your shoes off. What the fuck? Your shoes?
That reminds me of a time in 2009 when you did that fucking thing with your shoes. Like, literally, like, they keep score, honey.
And, like, and then he's like, let's drink out of the bottle of vacation. She's like, ew, gross, no. And, like, it's everything.
It's triggering. Everything's triggering.
There's a no law.
There's always a trigger warning on their giant relationship.
Sometimes I feel like it's hard because it's now like knowledge of their non-law relationship has permeated my relationship where sometimes I'm like, am I being Tequila Katie? Like, well, I feel no.
Well, you don't have tequila to blame it for. You just have your periods and your mood swings.
But I will enter.
Your period is your tequila.
It is.
No tequila necessary. When you're on your period, it's like fucking shots.
Period Lara.
Shots. Yeah, your
menstrual Lara.
Yeah, you're menstruating Lara.
And I it's am.
Literally that you're like Tequila Katie in HD. Like, literally, I'm like, you're fucking Tequila Katie on like steroids, on crack, on meth, on heroin. You're like,
I reached such a non-law zone, and this show actually helped me realize it because it is truly when I'm on my period, I'm like, I'm literally
everything's a trigger. Literally, like, you can't do anything right. It's comical how scary it is.
Because in my day-to-day life, my law levels are high. And then they dip down to negative laws where it's just like there's nary a law to be found.
Yeah.
And
you can try to bring laws, but you will shut the door on the laws.
Yeah.
You're like, no, thank
and
you.
That's my version of Tequila Katie.
Yeah.
But now I have awareness of it thanks to having to watch Katie and Tom interact, their painful interactions like all season. And so now I'm like hyper aware of my own.
But is it like a heterosexual thing to bicker that much? I feel like heterosexual couples like get off on fighting. Like I see you and your boyfriend bicker and I feel like you like kind of, you guys both like get off on the bickering.
It's like a verbal spar.
Yeah, it's like a whole like But I mean, like theirs is just like a different journey.
I mean, it's not bickering. It's like full-blown fighting.
I hate you. Let's figure out the corsage.
Can you imagine going to a pool party and then just being like, in the corner
I can't imagine going to a pool party in Azusa. And if I did, I would probably be in the corner pouting like Katie was because I'd have to go to Azusa. Now, let's talk about
Sheena. Let's talk about Sheena going rogue and being like, oh, we're going to go to New Orleans after all? Well, then I'm just going to throw like a pre-bridesmaid.
Well, first of
like,
all,
pre-bachelorette.
Sheena claiming to be an LA native when she's from Azusa, which like, I know LA very well. Like, Azusa is neither here nor there. Like, literally, I don't know where Azusa is, actually. Like, is it in Riverside? Like, it's not near here. And she was like, she literally said at one point, she's like, this is how we do it in Azusa. And I'm like, what? Take hits from a crack pipe? Like, what is this? Like, literally, I'm like, this is how we do it in Azusa.
It looked really
hot. Azusa? I'm like, this is a nightmare.
It looked really hot there.
Yeah, planes, trains, and automobiles to get
there.
Would
make, like, good wet pool party weather, but then it also just like it was like, are they spending the night here? Do they have to drive back? Like,
don't all their
Uber
dark
them?
Shithole apartment complexes have pools?
I feel like
with every dark apartment complex there's a pool.
Yeah,
and I bet between like all of them they have 20 pools. So I don't know why they have to travel to Azusa by like fucking planes, trains, and automobiles to get there, like to get a pool.
That was a troll on Sheena's part.
It's funny because I feel like they are so good at getting sponsors now because they're like reality show famous. So the whole thing was kind of pimped out. It was like they had like a tiki bar sign. They had like full alcohol. They have like a full bar. Like they like get weird sponsors, I think, for these parties.
They
for
get shit. I mean, they make money at this point.
Yeah, they get shit for free. Like, they, and it's funny, they but all what use the I'm same wondering ads.
Is like, okay, so that episode where Katie and Tom had to like meet with their crypt keeper prenup lawyer, and
yeah,
like,
and they had like $2,
and they said like, oh, I have $200 in my checking account. Yeah, that's a lie,
that
right?
That was kind of a lie, but it felt real. So I'm like, maybe they've gotten to be good actors because they have money. They do.
Yeah,
they have money. Like. They have more than
but do you think that that's like they're just trying to hide it, or do you think the producers are like editing around what they're saying?
I was thinking about that because that prenup scene seemed really genuine. Like it seemed,
but it also but was not. Like a heavy duty troll if it was real. Well, like if that was the real know. State of their financial affairs.
Their money is really weird. And then like, you know, Jack's cards always get declined. But then he's like, then he says the other night, he was like, well, I spend a lot of money. Which I kind of believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that he spends a lot of money.
I'm so unclear.
I don't know.
Their and I think that everyone's trying to keep us in the dark at this
if
point.
If I could see their like B of A like accounts, I would literally come all over myself. Like literally other their finances.
You've been wanting to do this me. FBI investigation their money for years. Me.
I want to know how much they have, where it comes from, because I know they make money. I know they do. They're like famous reality
they
stars.
Do all their they Instagram sponsors. Do you? Okay, so I follow them all on from Sex Unique Podcast
Ugh,
account.
I don't.
And so sometimes I'll check the feed and it's so funny because like they all will on the very same day do their like diff eyewear posts.
What's their diff eyewear
post? They like promote this like shitty eyewear company they called do. Diff Eyewear where they all wear the same sunglasses that are literally kill yourself sunglasses. And then they're like, use my promo code like Katie and Tom to get 20% off your diff eyewear order.
But they don't get a lot of money for that. I think.
I think they do because those eyewear things paid for their entire wedding, which was like $50,000.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so then so what's the storyline though of them making sure they stay in a budget? I don't understand.
It's just like
it's just
it's like
lines?
How to add tension. I feel like my
but it seemed real though. They're
I know,
be,
but
like,
babe, I think that this
then.
Season is like really produced. It's having like a produced feeling that's reminding me of The Hills almost, where it's like
well, because their lives are getting too they're getting too famous, TBH.
Yeah,
but again, they're getting too famous, but the friendships are genuine. And they will always have bad taste, no matter how much money they have. So I think those two things will always stay true.
Yeah.
Like Jonathan, my boyfriend, was watching it with me last night. And he doesn't like watching Vanderpump Rules because it's too dark for him.
Mm-hmm.
He prefers watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because literally nothing happens. That's why he likes it. I'm like, this episode was nothing happened. They went to brunch and someone might have said hello to the wrong person. And then that was it. And that like fueled the drama for the next four episodes. And he was like, no, I like that. He's like, I like that just literally nothing happened. So Vanderpump is too dark for him. But even last night he was saying, he was like, when he saw Jax get upset and stuff like that, he's like, well, these friendships are real. And I'm like, yeah, they're real. I mean, yeah. They have history.
Like, they do. And they always will. But yeah. I'm like.
But the finances are always an inconvenient truth. Like.
I know, but I would just rather they actually, I mean, I guess after a certain point, you have to like do produced like segments or whatever.
Well, it's like when Lauren Conrad was like interning at like Teen Vogue while like selling dresses at Kohl's. You're like, honey, no.
Yeah.
But see with them though.
I like, don't like it when things don't add up.
I know. It's like, honey, I need to see the receipts. Because like I said, I think they're making real money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did love like when like at Tom and Ariana's. Trash heap they like put the microwave on and like oh my god I mean that's real
yeah
that's real like that and I believe they're saving up for a house I mean but again I think they probably have like $200,000 in the bank they must
yeah they're probably banking and saving a lot of money living in that apartment
smart
actually. They have like no electrical bill because they can't even turn it on because it would cause like a wire fire
but also
burn
like,
the entire
the
building
they're
down.
Gonna buy is gonna be like not good
we'll you know see I mean?
They'll like move to Reseda. Like,
they're not
no,
gonna
seriously.
Move to Reseda.
Yeah, they might.
They're not moving to Reseda.
To Azusa.
they're gonna stay in
no,
LA.
They can't afford anything like, over
babe,
this side of the hill.
If they move to Reseda, then they're like done.
Then they'll move to like Sherman Oaks or like Granada Hills,
TBD.
Or like Northridge. Babe, I'm not kidding you. I like predict all right. this. It's in my crystal ball. Like, they're going to move somewhere
you
weird
have crystal balls saying some predictions like that, because I am not buying it.
What do you think they're going to do? Like, get a charming craftsman bungalow in Atwater Village?
Yes.
No, absolutely not. That's, like, that's way above their
I
taste
I think Ariana has,
level.
Like, a taste level that's above everyone else's. She had horses. It's just different.
I think Ariana is literally like the queen compared to like everyone else. And I think people put her to the standard that's not necessarily real. Like compared to everyone else, yes, she's literally the queen. She's smarter. She gets it. Like da da da. But like, it's just because she's around literal goblins. Like she's literally around trash goblins, and she's like not a trash goblin. So in comparison, she just shines bright like a diamond.
Yeah.
And she, like, but you know,
in the land of the blind, the non goblin is queen.
I mean, it's kind of chic. Like she kind of like she looks so good. Comparatively,
yeah,
it's like
and I think she's smart enough to know that and make that work.
She's
for
smart
her
enough to know that, but she's not smart enough to not be in a fucking reality show.
I know, but what blows my mind too is that, like, I think everyone's catching wind of that.
And Tom Sandoval,
her status, like, on the show and within this group of friends, now fucks with like every other woman on this show, aside from like kind of Sheena. But
well,
like,
because Ariana has what every girl wants, which she truly gives no fucks. And literally, those women on that show, they give all the fucks. They actually took all the fucks in Los Angeles and had to import them from, like, Portland and, like, fucking Texas. Because they literally took all the fucks in California. Like, they give the most fucks out of anyone ever met. And Ariana is like, anyways, I give no fucks. And they're like, confident woman. Like, what's her secret? Also, I hate her.
Wait, but didn't you think it was sad when Katie was like, he just always hangs out with Ariana, and like, what do I have to do? Like, be thinner? Like, be blonder?
She said that?
Yes. At the beginning of the episode, she was like getting so upset how Tom, quote, doesn't have her back. And then she was like comparing herself to Ariana. And I was just like, oh my God, this just like dropped me into like a darker space than I've ever known. Because it's like, she would think that it's just.
Well, Ariana,
but the thing is like,
Ariana is the cool girl.
I know, but Katie would just boil it down to like, it's a looks thing rather than like a self-reflective.
Yeah.
Like, maybe
God forbid she actually gets out the magnifying glass.
I know. And that's what's crazy about her and makes her so unlikable and makes it really hard as a viewer to have any sympathy for her, is because she views everything on such a surface level that it's like, when anyone's like, hey, maybe you should go to therapy, or like, maybe you should like look within, it's just like, no, like, why would I ever do that? Like, bleh, like, and she really does, I think, truly believe that it's like, oh, Tom doesn't take my side because I'm like bigger than this other girl, or like less attractive than
that's
her.
The problem.
And that's like crazy.
That's
to
crazy.
Me. That's not
but
real.
Like, also, like, Ariana triggers all of them because like very insecure women look at Ariana and they see her as the cool girl, kind of like. Did you ever read Gone Girl?
Duh.
Yeah.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What?
Well, you
might have
seen
girl?
The movie, but you read the book, right?
I read the book and saw the movie.
Yeah, the movie sucks. Anyway, the book's actually really good. I love the book.
Yeah, I love the book.
And they describe the cool girl. Like, you know, Amy, like the character of Amy was like trying to like be like, whatever. And that's kind of Ariana. And to any other girl who's like really insecure, like that's sort of triggering, because they're just like, they see Ariana, you know, just like floating through life, like getting along with everybody, and they're just like, what? Like, it just, it like chills them to their bones, because they like can't ever be okay with themselves to just be fucking chill,
yeah,
and be normal and just like get along with people, because they carry on so much hate. And okay,
well,
so,
and it's all, they are, the drama and stuff feeds them, so it's like when
they
you're constantly
it.
Searching after that, or like focusing on other things, or just trying to make it all about you all the time, it's like someone like that is going to come along and it's going to piss you off, because it's a polar opposite about how you conduct yourself.
Yeah. This episode was really interesting because everyone was really vulnerable, including Jax, lol. But Stacy, I call
Stacey.
Her Stacy now.
I
Stacey,
like that.
I'm not even calling her Stacy.
Stasis.
Anymore. Stasis. Oh my God, yes. Okay, so Stasis was like really, really insecure this episode. I mean, she's been insecure all season, but like she was like, you look at her the wrong way, she just starts weeping in this episode. And I thought that was really interesting. And I like, I don't know why I'm always surprised by how insecure Stassi is, because anyone that's that evil and like preys on everybody else is obviously thinks inside that they're a big pile steaming like piece of shit.
Yeah.
And like, no wonder they're just like a gaping wound of insecurities. Like, why am I surprised that she's like weeping literally at every turn in this episode?
I know, but I'm also just like, I'm so annoyed by her narrative. Like, I get it. Breakups
but
are
also,
hard.
But also, I don't
and,
get
like,
it. I don't feel bad for her.
But I don't feel bad.
Like,
and
I'm like,
I'm
you
like,
channel this grief into just hatred towards other women.
I know,
like,
but
I
I'm also just like, you're so, such a fucking whiner. Like, you're whining all the time and being annoying about it by being
but
like,
also like,
I don't want to see like couples kissing
in
front of me.
That
ooh.
Is so high.
And it's
school.
Just like,
that,
shut
no,
the
that is
fuck
literally
up.
Like, don't wave at your boyfriend. I'm going through a breakup. I'm like, are we in literal high school where like, if you're unhappy, everyone else needs to be unhappy too. It is so sophomoric. But also like, again, like, I don't feel bad for her at all because I'm literally like, you take all of this pain and you just turn it into rage towards women. And like, and you just want to be queen bee. And that all comes from just insane insecurity, and if you go through life still thinking of yourself that way, like, you're gonna be always in these situations where you're getting your heart broken by like weird men because you never took care of yourself, you never kept your you know, your side of the street clean, you're just like, you don't deal with your shit, and like, again, like, you take this pain and you just turn it into hatred, and it's like, not, that's not working for you.
Yeah. Like, and you just clearly troll other people with
all
your
you do
whining.
Is troll because you're in pain, you're angry, and you just take it out on other people. And instead of actually looking within and being like, oh, gee, I wonder why I'm, you know, single or what, whatever. Like, you don't, again, there's no introspection.
I also loved how she's like, Patrick just like didn't want to hang out with Jackson. That's why he wouldn't hang out with any of my friends. And it's like, I can probably tell you like 5 reasons why he didn't want to hang out with any of your friends.
I know.
Because y'all awful. Are garbage.
I know. I'm kind of interested in like Patrick's side of the story.
I know. I mean, TBD, I'm sure he's no saint, but like, I'm just, I'm like, I'm so over Stassi's like, I'm single narrative, because I also feel like she's trying to position herself to get like a dating show or like her own spinoff. Maybe. I think because it's just
God,
harping
with Stassi. Oh,
spare me. It's like, yikes. That's like Patty Stanger level for me.
I know, juicy goosey.
I can't take it. I can't do it.
Really juicy goosey down there.
I'm triggered.
I love Patty Singer so fucking much.
Because
she's
is
my queen.
You.
No, she's a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah, but
she's a
she's,
goddamn drag queen.
She
nightmare.
Literally is you as a woman.
That is insane.
That's true.
That's so fucking triggering. So fucked
that's
up.
True.
You think I'm Vicky Gumbelson too?
You
I'm
are.
I kind of cop to
because
Vicky.
Because you're like.
I kind of cop to Vicky.
You're so high drama.
Vicky loves the drama. But like, also, I feel like I love the drama the way Vicky does, but Vicky does not own any of her shit and she denies and denies. And I own.
Yeah, you own
I
it.
I own.
Yeah.
I'm like pretty open, but she doesn't. She'll like, Vicky will be like, I wish you were dead. And someone will be like, why did you just say that? She goes, I never said anything. What are you talking about? Like, she like denies immediately.
I know, but you love, you're like always in other people's business.
I used to be, not as much anymore. I've
you
been,
still
I've,
are.
I've learned the hard way through that, the meddling.
You,
I used to meddle a lot.
Yeah, but that's why I'm just saying myself. Like your spirit women are
yeah,
like a Patty
and
Vicky.
Yeah, I agree.
That trip looks so horrible. There's
well, they're,
nothing
they're upgraded
fun.
Like suite where I'm like, is this literally a Motel 6? Like, I was like, this looks like a fucking like trash shoot.
And then they're like, forced to call Lisa and do like a thank you phone call.
They're like, thank you, Lisa, for paying like $129 for like the upgrade on this room. Which, by the way, isn't big enough to carry all our resentments. So we need an upgrade, actually, because our hatred is seeping through the walls and guests are starting to complain. So we actually need our own state.
But then, like, everyone's crying at the, like, at the drinks thing. Like, Katie storms off after Sandoval's like, maybe you should get therapy. And she's like, I don't want to have all my shit thrown in my face.
I'm here to have fun with my husband, who I hate. What's wrong with you?
I know, and then she just, like, stomps off, and then Stassi just like sits down. I just thought it was really weird for her to confront Jax in front of Brittany.
I loved it.
You would love
it. I mean,
it.
I loved it. Like, I also totally understand like Brittany's point of view where it's like, wow, my like possible borderline sociopath boyfriend just showed emotion for the first time and it was not towards me.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks. But
yeah,
also, honey, what did you expect?
What did you expect?
Have you ever watched this show? You're on a show called Vanderpump Rules. Ever heard of it?
Through, you met it through Instagram, so something tells me
they're
you
like,
watched the show.
That paper you signed, like, yeah. And the paycheck that you get, and the cameras that are rolling are all for this show called Vanderpump Rules that Jax has been on for 5 seasons. Like, Google it? I'm done with, like, her.
The naivete.
Yeah.
Well,
I love it, but
I
also
love
am
her,
done
though,
with it.
Because she's always herself. Like, that girl could not read a script literally to save her life. Like, she couldn't, like, learn how to be, like, produced or, like, be, like, directed. I feel like she's just kind of not smart enough for it. So I think she makes really good TV in that way.
Yeah.
Because she's always herself. Like, she's always just being Britney. And I love that for her.
Yeah. Stassi just gets drunk and, like, they all goes off so the rails. Drunk. But Stassi is now in a state where she gets drunk and gets completely overboard emotional.
They are fragile. Like, literally, everyone is fragile.
They reach peak fragility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're literally, like, you look at them cross-eyed, they're, like, sobbing. They're like, no! It's amazing. It's
Stassi, like, you get two cocktails in her, and then she's like, I just feel like, I don't, you know, like, why did you do that to me? And it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I love it.
I was supposed
these
to be at a party.
Badass bitches who, like, terrorize Los Angeles with their bullshit, they're all just, like, go into a corner and sob quietly. Yeah, real powerhouses. Like, real strong women. Like, literally. You can catch me crying in a corner.
Whoever threw those beads at Katie's face did the Lord's work.
That was amazing. Also, incredible. I'm sorry, like, as a New Orleans native, for, like, her to take them to Bourbon, it feels like a troll.
Yeah, I'm like, are
honey,
you from here?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what, though? She's from there, but she, like, still goes to Bourbon, and she, like, still loves it. Like, not ironically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, this is the fucking greatest street, Bourbon. Like, literally no one knows about it, but it's so good.
I'm excited for next episode where we finally get to see Kristen, like, crazy Kristen, rear her ugly head again.
Well, first of all, I really like any episode, and this is really featured in Real Housewives too, of people arguing while in costume. Like, I feel like literally these costume things happen because they just know they want people to be in a fight while looking ridiculous. And I think they're in drag next week, so they are fighting literally in drag, which is instant lols.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
going to
be
insane
iconic.
Lols. It's iconic. Like, just seeing the preview, I, like, pissed my pants laughing. I, like, literally, like, they're in earnest, like, having these fights where, like, they're wearing, like, 12-inch heels and, like, fake eyelashes and, like, wigs. And it's just beyond.
The best is Sandoval being like, look at him, he's a battered wife! And then they, like, fans over to Schwartz, like, just sitting on the bed being like, yeah, I was like,
he is a battered wife.
I know. I was like, just let's get through this, like, filler episode, and, like, I'm over all their, like, dramatic shit, and, like, let's get to the real.
I did not think this was filler.
I felt really filler.
You
to
have
me.
To, like, look at the glass.
I don't care
full.
About watching 20 minutes of them, like, packing.
I could watch them do anything.
And I don't really care about, like, Stassi's, like, I'm so single. Like, it's just, like, feels
I don't know.
Very fake.
Any opportunity
me.
For her to look pathetic, I thrive, because I'm literally like, oh, my life source. I love seeing these people get, like, taken down a peg. Because, like, Stassi thinks she's the shit when she literally can't, like, make it through literally 20 minutes of the day without sobbing.
Another dark journey for me is Sheena and Shay, like,
celebrating their anniversary
and them trying to keep up the charade that they are
raid.
Yeah, that they're, like, still together and things are great and they've never been better and, like, oh my god,
the charade, charade.
Got it.
No,
okay, honey,
I'm trying. I'm workshopping.
You're really drunk.
I know. She called me. She's like, can you do my podcast? I was like, I'm kind of drunk already, but okay.
I was like, perfect.
I, like, wobbled over here, and she's baiting me. Mm-hmm. She's getting me, like, Gretchen naked wasted, like, in the OC. She's like, we're going to get Ryan naked wasted tonight.
So scary.
It is scary.
Yeah, I'm like, I hear, like, the funeral dirges of Sheena and Shay's relationship, and I'm like, it must be just so embarrassing to have to, like, be, like,
well, Shay's like, Shay's, like, barely conscious as usual.
Yeah,
like,
Shay's
literally props him up. Like, he's, like, weakened at Bernie's. Like, it's, like, weakened at Shay's.
He basically doesn't even speak.
No, I know. He's like, we're filming. Also, did you catch, like, Jax throwing epic shade?
Yeah.
About being like, if I wanted to get marriage advice from Sheena, I might as well ask for sobriety advice from Shay.
Yeah,
my theory has always been that he's, like, still getting fucked up.
Oh, he's it's totally still camera. Getting fucked up.
And Sheena's, like, about the sobriety is a total lie.
Yeah,
it's a total lie. Sheena's all about appearances. She's all about keeping up with the Joneses, making sure everyone thinks that she's in the perfect relationship. She, like, sweeps things under the rug, and then when that rug gets full, she buys a new rug, and then all of a sudden she has, like, a house full of rugs, full of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not looking good for them.
Well, no, they're divorced. So I would say it's not.
The writing is on the wall.
Yeah, well, the writing's already been published in People, and Us Weekly, they're getting divorced. Yeah. So.
Well.
God bless those crazy kids.
I know.
Gee, will they ever find love, .. with themselves? I have a new hot date for them. Themselves! Maybe they can learn how to like themselves and end up with the right person.
No, just but then they thought. We wouldn't have the show. And like,
I know. And I need it. So you know what? Keep on making so many mistakes. And I'll keep on watching from my comfy new West Elm couch. Happy.
Well, thanks as always for giving me your 2 cents.
Oh, as if I had a choice.
Ryan's Corner.
I know. Let me tell you a thing or two. This is actually Throwback Thursday because in the earlier seasons of this podcast, we used to live together and I used to get drunk in my room alone and then come outside.
And come and terrorize everybody.
Terrorize everybody.
I know, but I like it. And guess what? I guess fans liked it too. I don't know.
Weird. Anyways, keep requesting me.
Bye.
It only makes me stronger.
Good night.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market, go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go. Because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
So today...
My name's Ed.
Today I wanted to do something a little bit different. For our listeners.
Last name's Drosty.
I wanted to have a friend who's never, ever watched a single episode of Vanderpump Rules or, like, really any reality TV show and just, like, drop him in.
I've only seen one episode of I Am Kate. That's it.
You've never seen any Real Housewives.
Nope.
You've never seen Vanderpump Rules until nope. now. You've never seen Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Nope. I watched Survivor back in the OG days. And I'm sort of a fan of The Amazing Race because I love travel.
So your tastes are like more like late 40s or highbrow reality.
What's highbrow reality?
I guess like Amazing Race is for thinkers. Would you say that?
For thinkers.
It's a thinking man's reality show. Amazing Race like wins Emmys, you know what I mean? So, like, not
didn't think
all...
about that.
Yeah, well, highbrow.
I guess I should be thinking more.
So, I thought to myself, who out of my friends has never... would be, like, the perfect person to just expose to the Vanderpump Rules? And then I thought, of course, Ed Drosty is the one.
And boy, was I just fucking exposed.
How are you feeling after watching your very
first
episode?
I feel like I just put my face against a goddamn cheese grater and, like, ground it up. It was... hard.
You're really unsoothed by the whole thing.
First off, it was really difficult to pay attention to the non-plot when there was so much visual. There was a visual attack. It was like a terrorist attack of visuals on me. Primarily outfits and interiors.
You were really unsoothed by the outfits. I kept a running list of every time you like reacted to an outfit, so I'd like to just kick this episode off by going down the list of
it was
these
too
triggers.
Much I couldn't even care about what they were talking about because I was so distracted by like the onslaught of hell that they were wearing.
So here's Ed's fashion reactions. Tom Sandoval's capri pants.
I had to ask you, is it those capri pants and why?
We never came up with an answer.
No.
Lisa's
pussy bow. I immediately thought of Melania.
It was like a weird Melania look.
It feels like her ode to her.
I don't think so, because this was filmed long before that.
Oh, it takes that long to edit this shit?
Well, this is like filmed over the summer, so when did like the pussy bow thing happen?
I don't know. Well, that's even more scary. That means they're just both, they just love pussy bows.
Tom Schwartz's fish moo-moo.
For me, that was the chicest outfit of the entire episode.
You
to be
said
completely
that.
Fucking honest.
It looked like something that you might have worn.
Yeah, I'd wear that.
Yeah. It was like a fashion. It was a real fashion.
It's not even fashion. Moment. It's just like finally a non like horrifying, like trashy, like Ed Hardy, like shit show. It was just sort of like just like a weird memo. And I was like, that's finally something that I can deal with.
Katie's necklace.
There were so many necklaces, and I don't even remember which one Katie is.
That was like the chainmail-ish one.
Real choker. A real choker. They really love chokers. They're trapped in
they
place
love
and
a choker
time.
On the show.
I don't know what... That lounge that they all have their signature cocktails in, and they their confessional room, which looks like some sort of like shitty off-Broadway remake of like... Interview with a Vampire or something from like 1992. I don't know what it is, like some sort of crappy boudoir, like hell. I don't know.
It's Sir.
But they do each have their own signature cocktail, which I noted.
I didn't tell you this in the moment because I just wanted to get your like organic reaction. All of those are just like fake. They're like water with food coloring.
Of course.
Yeah. You know.
That's just for the show.
Jax's blue jacket.
God. Just when I was like, maybe he's chill. And then it like cut to him in like that shitty blue jacket with like 5 buttons down, like open. And I was just like, "Who? First of all, these people are horrible." And if you're listening, and I think you all are listening because you're all crazy narcissists, y'all fucking suck.
You couldn't find like a good one that you actually like enjoyed.
No, I tried really hard.
You did try hard.
I had a moment with the blonde one that was like,
Ariana.
Maybe she's chill. But then ultimately I was like, you also just seem kind of tedious to me.
Sandoval's hair was another fashion.
Ugh, God.
Trigger
went
for
from
you.
Man bun to down like emo blonde streak. I don't know.
Katie's one black nail.
Yo, what the fuck was that about?
That's like a manicure thing that women do sometimes. You've never seen that before where women, like a woman just paints one nail a different color?
I mean, I guess I've seen it, but I don't really see the point of it, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean by seeing.
Fair. Katie's tiara headband, the like gold headband that she wore.
That was her like crappy Game of Thrones moment. Moving on.
Tom Schwartz's sunglasses at night.
That's always been a trigger for me from early age. I hate people that wear sunglasses at night.
Why?
Because it's literally pointless.
James Kennedy's hair.
I don't even remember who James Kennedy is.
He's a DJ. He's the white Kanye West.
Oh, right.
How could
his
you forget?
Hair, and then the closer I looked, his eyes, I was like, ooh, which way are you looking?
Because he's kind of cross-eyed, we both discovered in this episode. He's like a little bit cross-eyed, but like just enough where you'd be like, are you cross-eyed?
Honestly, I feel like he'd be a really good extra in Trolls, the movie.
Stassi's pink dress.
Gross and gross. It was just gross.
And then... yeah, that was it. You had 12 distinct moments in this episode where you were like, and like, so I just felt it necessary to like make a note of those and then make you relive those moments for the listeners.
12.
12.
One for a month. Make a calendar of my least favorite look.
Of the least favorite looks and then give it to you for Christmas for next year so you can just like revisit them.
12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I see a recurring theme here.
So let's start kind of at the beginning. And then what I do on this podcast is I know that you've never listened to it. No.
I follow and like.
You show your support in other ways, yeah. Just not by listening. There's nothing for you there, really.
I don't know.
Or maybe there is. Give it a shot. Listen to this one.
Trump a chance.
Will you listen?
It's just started.
Will you listen to this episode?
I think actually probably not because I already said it. You know, I know what I said. I'll probably listen to a future one or something.
So no.
No.
That's okay. I'm glad you're being honest. I just
real.
Care about honesty. That's my number one priority.
It's like, I don't need to listen to myself rehash a show that I hate.
Just thought maybe you'd want to listen to me more than you. But
I'm listening to you right now. Mm.
Okay, so this episode kicked off with Stassi getting ready for New Orleans, which featured another trigger for you.
Her closet. What's going on? There was like 12 pillows stuffed at the bottom. I'm just distracted by all the background details because the characters are so disgusting as they are that I couldn't help but focus on their environments that they live in.
So her closet was like packed to the brim. There was like a fan next to a pillow like touching.
I don't know. There were a lot of pillows just shoved in at the bottom. I was like unclear. So much white. She lived in a very white apartment.
Yeah, white and like some like light blues a little bit.
It makes sense for the show considering how white it is.
And then another closet that triggered you was Jax's closet.
Jax, is that like the one comedic moment of the episode? It was such a non-law where he's like, pulling out my suitcase. And I was like, is that as funny as they get? Because this fucking sucks. Like, literally, that's their lol. That's their lol. That's Jax's lol. Like, he's like, nailed that one.
Yeah. It's like a physical comedy moment for him.
Came and went.
Didn't get you.
Didn't get me. It just seemed like he was abusing the woodwork in his house.
Yeah, it did seem abusive to the woodwork.
I mean, you're going to, like, it'll probably dent the wood and, like, he probably won't notice, but I would.
You kind of were dropped into this with no context of like what's happening, but I filled you in on the background, which is like they're packing for Katie's bachelorette party in New Orleans. And then Stassi like starts to have one of many breakdowns throughout the episode where she just is like cannot get over her breakup with her ex-boyfriend Patrick and just starts to like talk about the relationship.
This whole show is just like a giant breakdown. Like everyone's breaking down constantly.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really boring to watch.
Really? For me, it's like the most exciting thing. But what makes it so boring for you?
Because they don't seem real. It's all just like crappy breakdowns. And it's like the person that you see like across the mall breaking down. You're like, ugh.
But this is their reality. This is real for them.
I mean, I guess they do comment on Instagram posts and seem to care. So,
yeah, like this is their real drama that they deal with.
Those are real tears then.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
It's just so hard to give a shit about any of them.
Why, though, for you?
Because they don't seem like they have even a shred of intelligence, or, like, why would you feel sympathetic for, like, Kellyanne Conway? It's sort of the same thing.
Interesting.
You feel bad for them?
I don't feel bad for them. Like, but I always say, like, no one who watches this show is watching it, like, aspirationally. Like, no one.
I think there are people that do, though.
I don't. I mean, TBD. I
can't name any names, but I think there are some people that watch it with aspirations.
I mean, I guess
you're
right.
To get in on the reality world.
I guess you're right. And, like, but for me, and, like, for most of the people that I talk to about the show that, like, also are huge fans of it and love this show and this world, it's like, you watch it because these people's lives are shit shows and kind of make you feel better about your own life. So you watch it and you're like, you're like, oh, well, thank God that I'm not, like.
But the thing is, I feel like those people that we just saw are all over this country inhabiting gross spaces everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it is representative of, like, a contingency of American culture that,
so in a
is
way
existing
it's actually
and
sort of
thriving.
Just depressing.
Yeah, you got depressed from this. You felt like exhausted.
I just felt like now I understand why Trump won.
Did this give you a glimpse into the other side?
I mean, I've always known that this side permeates and exists everywhere. You know, I watched Real World back in the day. I guess that's about as close as I got to this.
Oh, twist.
But then once they started repeating cities, I was like, cheater.
No more for you.
I wanted them to take the Real World to like a iPhone company in rural China and see them really cry.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Just have them do manual, horrible labor and not know the language and, like, have to do, like, shit work.
You're just looking for more woke and woke, like, casting behavior in these types of shows. And I mean, I'm here to tell you that that's
not
you came
happen.
To the wrong place.
No, I'm just remembering, like, the arc of the Real World, like, the first season. Do you remember how everyone was, like, actually, like, pretty intelligent?
Yeah.
And then, like, slowly but surely it just got trashier and trashier. Because and I feel like the final result is this.
Yeah, there's nothing. Like, people realize that easy entertainment is, like, get people really drunk and make them have drama with each other. And that always, like, satisfies.
Except for how many times do you have to watch, like, trashy white people fuck and get drunk?
I don't know. I mean, some people just never get enough of it. Like, us, me. But I love watching people, like, use drugs and drink alcohol on television.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, it's like a favorite of mine. Like, Intervention is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Dark.
I know, it's too dark.
Animal Hoarders was too much for me.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Animal Hoarders.
Is that even on still?
I think so. I mean, there's, like, some version of Hoarders on, but, like, I'm mostly, like, just, like, addicts and drunk and, like, messes on reality TV. This is, like, a favorite passion.
It's weird that these people live, like, around the corner.
They live, like, in the neighborhood. It's scary. I feel unsafe.
I really want to know who they voted for. It would be
they don't
truly
really
illuminating.
They don't say, like.
But if I were to cast
I will tell
a guess,
you this. Okay.
I would say none of them voted. Like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, Stassi didn't vote.
Clearly. She was crying.
She she actually recently tweeted about, like, Melania Trump looking so chic and, like, slaying the inauguration. And then Kristen called her out on Twitter and was like, what the actual fuck? And
Kristen's,
like,
being woke?
Kristen
Wait,
was,
which
like,
one's Kristen?
Woke. The tall brunette. We didn't get to see a lot of
Did
her in this episode.
Fuck Jax.
She fucked Jax at one point, but no one really spoke
that's
about
what you're
it.
Talking about. Yeah, we barely saw her. But
we barely
not
saw her.
The one that's horrible and getting married is
Katie.
You know who made a huge impression on me?
Who?
Gigi.
That's a twist. Why did you like Gigi so
because
much?
Because suddenly we're taken out of the shitstorm of the real cast, and there's this really flatliner sideline, like, kind of plot going on about drunk British guy and, like, his DJ needs. But then Gigi, I was just like, "This, who's Gigi?" And you kind of filled me in, and I was like, the fact that they're even trying to make this a plot line made me remember Gigi.
Yeah. Oh, so it worked.
It worked because I was like, finally a relief from, like, the tears and screaming and, like, daiquiri shots and, like, sucker pop rings and just shit. And then I was like, there's Gigi.
You live for Gigi in this episode.
To be honest, if I had to pick a winner, it'd be Gigi.
That's the biggest twist of the night for me.
Well, because she just sort of stayed out of the fray.
Yeah, but she was in the fray like just two episodes ago. Very Ooh, much.
I
so.
Probably would have hated her then.
Yeah, but I'm glad to see that like all her hard work has paid off.
Well, Geege, if you're listening, you That's won this you. Episode.
Something that shocked us both was that Sheena had a pool party in her hometown of Azusa.
I was just worried about Sheena's mom not having windows and natural light.
In like, her house? I didn't even
notice
that.
Did you not
that.
Catch the front of the house?
No.
It was like a minuscule portal out.
It was like a compound.
It was just like a sheetrock covered with fake stucco. I don't know what was happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like kind of must have blacked that out. Tequila Katie is back in a real way.
I couldn't decide who was more annoying with their crying, Tequila Katie or Stassi.
It's a lot of whining.
So much whining. And you know what? I'm down for a whine.
You love a whine.
Yeah, I love a whine. This is, should be called Much Ado About Nothing.
There was a lot of nothingness in this episode.
But isn't there always nothingness? Isn't that the sort of the point of like...
No, sometimes like a lot of shit goes down or like there will be episodes where like more is happening than
Like
others.
I knew this episode needed filler when we had a hot cut to Lisa and her mini ponies. And while she sat on that fucking swing with fake flowers, I was literally like, you are a human Yankee Candle.
This episode was like, I think, setting up the next one where all the fighting goes down over Katie's bachelorette party and leads up to like Tom Schwartz being like, that's it, I'm not marrying her, which was like 3 weeks before the wedding, exactly what a bride wants to hear.
P.S. Shay's already getting divorced.
I know, that was like another rich irony like arc of this episode, was that Sheena and Shay are celebrating their second wedding anniversary. And,
I will
like, going
say
up
I appreciated
dinner.
The pre-bloat, post-bloat flashback moment, so it gave a little perspective to a newbie about what Shay used to look like.
When you saw Shay this episode, you said out loud, he's the hottest guy on here.
Well, explain. I oscillated a lot, yourself. Though. I changed back and forth from Schwartz
to Shay.
And also, like in the opening credits, I had a momentary, really problematic moment where I thought the British guy was cute, but only in his like headshot moment.
Yeah.
And then I saw him like morph into like a scary creature. I don't actually really think any of them are doing anything at all for me in any way.
But if you had to like fuck one of the guys on
Gun
the show.
To head, it's a toss up between Schwartz and Shay.
Love that. Wait, also we were both like grossed out when they started eating in the pool at Sheena's, not birthday, but bachelorette party.
I hate an eating in pool moment. It reminds me of Vegas.
These people are all kind of Vegas people.
Yeah, I mean, duh.
The way that they like conduct their lives on a day-to-day basis is like as though they are in Vegas, even though they're not in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't even know why they bothered setting this in LA, because they should have just set it in Vegas. Are all these people super, I don't have Twitter, but are all these people super active on Twitter?
They're super active on Twitter. Yeah, they have like huge social media followings.
The parallels between this show and the Trump administration is so crystal clear to me. They get their messages across via Twitter. They're trash. Katie gets other people to do her jobs for him, just like Trump sending out Spicer, sending out other people to spew lies. It's a real parallel.
I like this parallel, but I want to like deep dive into it.
Fine, take a dive.
Who is Donald Trump?
That's hard. I think maybe Katie.
Who's Kellyanne Conway?
I'm going to go with Schwartz.
Schwartz. Wow. Okay, wait. Who else do we have to say? So Sean Spicer. Who
Sean
would that
Spicer
be?
Is definitely Jax.
Who's Ivanka then?
Well, I guess Stassi.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not really, because Ivanka's
like
so icy.
Okay, so then who would Ivanka be? Maybe Ariana?
I don't think there is an Ivanka, because Ivanka's too restrained.
Yeah, she is restrained.
Ivanka is literally, she's one of the ponies.
Who else is there to like talk about? Jeff Sessions?
Maybe Brittany?
No, Brittany's kind of more of a Pence, because there's been some storylines with her and her mom where they've been like really homophobic about Jax's past sexual like exploits.
Wait, Jax did bi?
There's like rumors, and basically, yeah, he like hooked up with a dude when he lived in Miami. He was like a young model.
Wait.
Are you excited?
Wait,
by
stop
that?
No, I don't even give a shit about his sexual past. He was a young model.
Yeah, he was like a model. They're what? All they've all
the
been models.
Catalog.
Yeah,
Yankee Candle catalog.
Maybe.
I want to know.
They all have been models at one point or another. And like models is like very loosely. I mean, like really? Any model in LA is like, can you even call that model?
I once wore a t-shirt for a Uniqlo campaign. Does that make me a model?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're a model. Model musician.
Love it. Can I pivot for a moment and talk about the emotional dinner that Shay and Sheena had.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that.
Because it was an empty restaurant. I'm just always looking at the interiors that they decide to choose.
Yeah, that's like a classic Vanderpump move, though.
Just buy out the restaurant and film alone.
I think
alone.
So, because it's like hard to film when people are there. And also, I feel like they always make them go to dinners at like 5 p.m. or like 4:45 so that it's like there's not a lot of people. It's easier to get
sound. I was like,
sound.
There's nobody here. And I already knew that they were getting divorced. And I just the whole time was like looking at the fillers in her face.
Sheena gave Shay a book of her own modeling.
Oh, the I boudoir. Did. That's what I really wanted. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's the power move that was... of the episode, which I'm, you know me, I'm always down for like a modeling moment.
I want to know who the photographer was.
Those shots, I wish we'd had like some BTS footage of her doing this, because I feel like that came out of
way more
nowhere.
Entertaining.
I know. It was like a missed opportunity because I gasped when he opened that thing. And
but
I
immediately
like,
recognized that they didn't use a studio because I saw that fucking live, laugh, love sign over that hideous headboard. And I knew that they were back at their crappy apartment. Can we talk about the twist that it was all black and white except for the final one was full color?
I think that that's hot.
Was that
and
a
artistic
power move?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like a pop at the end. Shay loved it. And then he just like whisper talked to her for the rest of the meal.
I couldn't understand him. He was like, Anya.
It was like his last ghostly recognition of their relationship before they basically decided to call it quits.
When did they call it quits?
The news broke that they were getting divorced right before this season aired. He went missing and then cleaned out her entire checking account.
That's a power move.
I know.
To be honest. If we're going to talk about power moves, I don't really think...
He's like, I see your boudoir book and I raise you a cleaned out checking account. Your move, Sheena.
She's like, where's the live, laugh, love cutout?
He's like, I took it. Sold it on eBay.
To be honest, that's the true power move, not that little boudoir photo album.
That's true.
Way to go, Shay.
He's single now, which means
it looks like I've got a man in my life.
The whole gang finally packs up all their shit and goes to New Orleans for the bachelor or bachelorette
party. So much shit they have.
And then Stassi decides to take them around and show them her version, the secret New Orleans that no one knows.
Bourbon Street. That's like, why I was like, you're not really from here, are you?
Yeah, but then I guess she is. But then also it's like, well, at least this is a locale where these booze hounds will just like liquor up and start to get interesting again.
But it wasn't that interesting. It's just more tears in like an empty bar. How did they find the one empty bar on Bourbon Street?
When they're walking on Bourbon Street, I had two favorites that happened. One was Jack spinning that jello shot into Brittany's mouth.
I caught that.
Yeah.
And thought it was disgusting.
It was really sexual and I liked it. And then another great thing that happened on Bourbon Street was someone threw beads and hit Katie in the face with them. I was just in New Orleans this past weekend.
I know.
So
you were in the bar that they went to.
I was in Pat O'Brien's literally on Friday night for an engagement party.
Let's just talk about the troubling parallels there.
There's so many troubling parallels.
What does that make you think about yourself when you're like, I am just lived my life without even thinking about their life, and I chose the same bar they did? Makes me wonder a little bit about you.
No, I wonder about myself a lot. But I have lots of parallels in my life that end up weirdly paralleling their life. Like, Kristen and I have the same bathrobe, I realized.
Oh.
Which is a scary thing.
I completely forgot who Kristen was.
She's the tall brunette one that we didn't really see a lot of.
That fucked Jax a long time ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it.
And the one that called up. You liked her boyfriend. You were like, ooh, who's that? When her boyfriend Carter came on.
Did
he has like a beard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe. You had a little mini boner moment for him.
I'm fully like inserted inside my body right now, trust.
But yeah, I mean, I acknowledge the parallels and I see them and I take it into account and then I release them, if that makes sense. Let's talk about what happened at Pat O'Brien's though, because Katie and Tom got into another fight.
Did you go to that courtyard where they were all crying in?
Yeah, I went to the courtyard.
Was it that empty when you were there?
No, it was fuller. It was pretty crowded when I was there. And I was there actually for my friend's engagement party. So it's like, that's another like,
parallel.
Weird parallel. Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But it was more crowded and like the mood was more joyful. Like I wasn't walking around to people crying and telling couples not to be coupley in front of me and like Sassy. Demanding apologies from like my exes. Like I wasn't doing that. And like no one was crying. Like everyone was really happy, which I think is how things should be when you're like celebrating an engagement and going through all the steps leading up to your eventual marriage. So basically like while they're at the engagement party, Tom Sandoval starts talking to Katie and telling her like you need therapy basically, or like you guys, you and Tom should like just go to therapy.
That was actually a sensible moment. I'll go fund me a therapy session for her. I'll pay for it.
Really?
I will publicly pay for my choice of therapist. One session for Katie, whatever her last name it is. I will not pay for any plastic surgery for her, but I will pay for one singular session with a therapist of my choice.
Wow, that's really generous of you.
I know. I wonder if she'll take me up on it.
I know. Well,
hey, Katie Cat.
Katie, if you hear this and you're listening,
she is.
Just like tweet at us and we'll get this deal started. Yeah, because it's official now.
I'm never going to watch your show again, but I'll try to help you out for 2 seconds.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're a kind soul.
You know what else I offer to whichever cast member accepts it?
What?
A gift certificate for $20 to the Yankee Candle Company.
$20?
Give them $20 to make their place smell as ugly as it looks.
Okay, so far you've offered 2 deals.
I'm into deals.
You're into deals.
Deals, deals, deals.
Okay, what?
It's how to spice it up. Preferably, I would like Sheena to accept the Yankee Candle offer because I find her apartment the ugliest, but I will give it to anyone.
Okay, so but they, well, how do they get, how do they like get?
They do it via you.
They do it via me? Mm-hmm. Okay, so they have to at me.
Yeah, because I'm not getting on Twitter and engaging with them.
Okay, but they can at me on Twitter and Instagram mm-hmm. and say,
you screen cap it, send it to me, and we'll get the wheels in motion.
Okay, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, any cast member from the show that's looking for a gift certificate, $20. I get to,
you know what? I'm changing the deal.
No, you can't.
I get to pick the scent.
Okay.
A $20 candle. Of my choice.
I don't even know if Yankee makes candles that are $20. They're oddly like way expensive.
They're more than $20 at Yankee Candle?
I bought a Yankee Candle to troll my boyfriend and it was $44.
If you just pony up 20 more bucks, you can get like a nice candle.
Yeah, you can get like a Diptyque. But this is your deal. This is your right. deal. I'm just trying to like clarify.
All right, I'll get a scented candle of my choice. We'll see what the cost is.
Okay, so you have to at me.
Yeah, you gotta
Lars Marie.
Yeah.
And then you say, I'm gonna collect on the Edrosi Yankee Candle deal.
Yeah, and we'll see. And you if all of you want it, then you each have to make an argument for why you deserve it the most.
And then Ed will decide.
And I'll decide.
You love being in the power seat.
With when it comes to ugly interiors and horrible smells, I sure do.
That sounds like a really good deal, and I hope someone takes you up on
Me
that.
Me too. It could be Gigi.
It could be Gigi.
To be honest.
Could it be any... It doesn't have to be, like, necessarily, just if you're appeared...
It has to be someone that I saw tonight.
Okay, so
like, if it's some weird character I've never seen before, it's like, that's not fair to me.
I like all these deals you're making.
I know. Should I make another one up?
Yes, make another deal.
I will... fuck, let me think of a good one. I will drive one member... of Vanderpump Rules, blindfolded for 3 hours and leave them in the middle of nowhere with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and one bottle of water. And let's see if they can get back.
And what do they have to do to get this great deal?
They just got
to
contact you.
Okay.
And then you could, if you wanted to, you could film and it could be kind of like the more like my style of reality TV where it's like Survivor, like it's like Lost, like, you know.
We can make like our own little mini reality.
You could film them.
We can
make... It could be a new spinoff, Vanderpump Rules, How to Get Back to LA. And I'll just drive them into the middle of fucking nowhere. You can go and have your phone and like compass and shit. But you can just watch them. You'll have all the ingredients that you need.
This sounds like another great deal.
I know. It's a great deal.
So this is also like
it's
our
It's also
chance.
A way for you guys to show that you're survivors.
Yeah. And it's also a way to make more content, which I love.
I know.
So, okay. So... the deal is that if you tweet at me and say, I want to go on an adventure.
I want to prove my survivor abilities, then, Lara.
Then we will arrange for Ed Drosty to pick
physically
you.
We will drive you.
Pick you up in
with
his
Lara,
car.
With Lara and her camera and Mike. You're going to be blindfolded so you don't know where you are. And I'll drive 3 to 5 hours, depending on how sassy I'm feeling that day. Then I'll leave both of you off if you want, because it seems like you like content, so you want to film it. And then for how long it takes all you guys one PB&J and one bottle of water, so we better figure out how to get home. And no money, no wallet, nothing.
You
can do whatever you want, but you got to struggle with them. That's like...
So wait, this is a deal that includes me having to struggle.
Well, I mean, you can bring chic food, but you can't be like, I'm tired, let's just take a bus, I'll pay.
Well, can we then drop them off and then you and I just film them while, like, we follow them in the car while they try and, like,
no, get it's like rural. I'm going off-road on this one, baby.
So you're just going to be, like, the conduit that gets them from point A to point B.
Yeah, I'll pay for the gas money and take my time out of my day.
Okay, I love that. Yeah. That's a great deal.
It's a great deal.
That's a great deal. What are more? I need another deal. So right now we have three great deals for anyone on the cast of Vanderpump Rules to capitalize on. And you've agreed.
I've agreed.
Yeah.
My word,
we have it
word
on is, air.
It's here.
We've recorded the agreement. Give me another deal.
It's too generous of me to give a therapy session.
No, but you already said it.
I did it. But it's only for Katie.
And it's only one.
It's only one.
And you get to choose the therapist.
And I get to choose the therapist. Yeah.
So it's okay. It's a nice deal.
Mm-hmm. What's another deal? Gosh. What other deals can we think of?
I just love you thinking of deals.
Deals so much more fun than watching
you
the
know
show.
What, you know what's like really important to me is to provide an opportunity to give back to them. And so you are the person that's helping.
I never thought
them.
I would want to help them, but it's kind of fun because I need to like somehow get like have some sort of personal stake in this game.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll just leave and never give a shit again.
Yeah.
So hopefully these deals happen so they'll have a reason to remember these people.
Will you keep in touch then? Like if Katie takes you up on the therapy, can you have part of the deal where you guys talk about it afterwards?
That doesn't sound super interesting to me, but if you want to take that role, go for it.
I'll pass, but thanks for the offer. No deal.
No deal there.
No deal there.
Deal's off.
Well, the whole deal isn't off. The therapy deal is still, but
I'm not going to talk about it.
Neither of us are going to want to follow up. I think she should consider just following up with her therapist.
Yeah.
So three great deals.
Three deals. Prove your might. I'm assuming that one of those overly like ridiculous posturing hetero bros might take up the survivor one to show that they really are as tough and strong as they are. No booze on that though, just your water and PB&J.
Well, they could like finagle boot, like they could probably like convince someone that they meet on their journey to
you're allowed to beg people.
Yeah
That's part of the survivor. You can beg people, you can be like, don't you recognize me? But hopefully where we go, no one recognizes them.
I have a feeling you're gonna take them to Azusa.
Hell no, I'm taking them into the middle of fucking nowhere. Maybe somewhere really cold, too, where they shiver.
3 to 5 hours.
Yeah, I could take them to, like, rural, like, Mammoth Ski area and, like, drop them off on the side of a mountain with you filming and just be like, peace.
I love that.
See what happens.
It's kind of like a Bear Grylls.
Then you got to get back to L.A. with no money, nothing, no phone. All you got is your star power to beg people or your physical might. You could walk it.
This is great.
The other deal is me picking a beautiful scented candle based off your personality. You also have to campaign for the candle if multiple people want it. But if only one person wants it, I'll pick the scent that I think best represents you.
Okay, because wait, so the candle deal has changed?
All of you are heavily represented in a Yankee Candle Company store.
So wait, it's specifically a Yankee.
It's got to be Yankee.
Okay,
it's the worst odors in the world. It has to be.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that it would like.
And then
happen.
The only truly like generous one is trying to help Tequila Katie snap out of it with a real therapist.
I love it. I think that there's a lot here to think about.
You know what else? One more deal.
What? One more.
I've got another deal.
Oh my God.
I've got
another
deal.
Holy shit.
And this is for the guy with the man bun.
Okay, yeah, Tom
I'll
Schwartz.
I'll shave your fucking head for you.
That's
free
a
of charge.
Serious deal?
I'll do it free of charge.
So all he has to do is tweet at me and you will shave his head personally.
I will shave his head personally.
Wow.
And do him a favor.
Tom
frankly.
Schwartz, if you're looking for a head shave.
What's the other Tom's last name?
No, we fucked up.
That's not Tom Schwartz. It's the one with the streak in his hair and the long hair.
Tom Sandoval. God, what the fuck?
That was your fault.
That was my fault. I'm new. Fuck. Sorry.
God.
I'm like, do I even know this show? I just started sweating.
I know. I got nervous because I was like, I think Schwartz is not the one we're talking
about. You know
about.
More than I do
Yeah,
now.
I guess so. That's student, a pretty good deal.
The
a
student free becomes buzz cut the for master.
Me? The student did become the master.
A free buzz cut from Edrosi for Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
Should he want to take him up on that offer? He needs a tweet at me.
Yep.
Or contact me.
The
via
only
Instagram.
Way to redeem any of these deals is via Lara. So,
there's really, four good deals here.
Really good deals. To be completely honest, if I was Katie, I'd take that up in a heartbeat. Free therapy?
Therapy is not cheap.
No.
Well, I'm in therapy.
We'll see which one I pick.
I'm in.
You get what you deserve, Katie.
I'm also in affordable therapy, but it can run the gamut of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deals are
That's
so
a great
fun.
Deal. Deals are really fun. You're a good deal maker.
I know. This should be our new...
I want another deal.
I guess five would really round it out.
Five
huh?
is a good number.
Hmm.
That allows a lot of opportunities for people to take advantage of the deals.
It's true. Although some are specific to people, like Katie, yeah. therapy only.
Yeah.
And Tom Sandoval, buzz cut only.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to come up with one last deal as like a final hurrah and send off for this joyous moment.
Mm-hmm. One last deal would really round this out.
God,
I agree
one last
with you
deal.
On that.
Fuck. My final deal.
Here it is.
Is my own personalized artistic take on Live, Laugh, Love. For you to any one of you to hang in your ugly apartment.
So clarify.
I will make a Live, Laugh, Love poster or sign, or maybe out of wood, depending on how ambitious I feel, for any member of the cast for you to hang up in your apartment.
Wow.
Signed. I'll add that. I'll throw it in. I'm going to throw in my signature.
This is huge because this is art.
It's art.
This is art.
Giving art, which you could...
For free.
For thousands, but you can't resell it or I'll sue you.
That's just the deal.
It's a really good deal.
That's the deal. Take
and
it
to be leader. Honest, again, if there's multiple takers, you've got to campaign hard and you got to talk to Lara.
Yeah, you have to
not,
campaign for
me
not directly. Me,
not
and
anyone
say
else.
Why.
No other podcasts, no other people that you might know. You got to go through Lara.
To get the deal.
If you want the deals. Five deals.
This
you
is
count
great.
Them. Therapy. Yankee Candle, buzz cut, getting driven into the middle of nowhere to prove your might. And the last but not least is a Live, Laugh, Love poster / maybe wooden sign that I create myself with perhaps a little help from my boyfriend, Simon, who's a little more artistic than I am.
You're going to outsource that deal straight to Simon. And just, then you're just going to sign it at the end when he's done.
No one will really know because I'm not on camera all the time. I really hope someone takes these deals up.
I hope someone takes up the deals.
Sandoval, trust me, you look so much better with a shaved head. You might have been my pick if your hair wasn't so disgusting.
He might take you up on the shaved head deal. He's always changing up his hairstyle.
I want like shaved though, like Mr. Clean. I actually don't think that's the look for him, but I think within 3 weeks he'll look good with like a 3/4 inch kind of situation.
That's a deal.
That's a deal. You deal with it. Deal with the deal.
Yeah. You either take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight.
I didn't realize I was going to be in such a giving mood.
I didn't know either, but you're really like the most generous person I know.
Am I the most generous guest on the podcast?
You're the
ever?
Most generous guest that's ever come on Sexy Unique Podcast.
Well,
you give not only of yourself.
Yeah.
You give your time. You give your money. You give your insight. You give your creative energies.
I'm really hoping someone decides to prove their might.
The great thing about the Survivor win is that
anyone can do it.
It.
Again, campaign if you want to battle for it.
Yeah, battle it out. Battle it out on Instagram.
The ones are the Sandoval and the Katie ones.
Yeah. Those are special deals.
Yeah.
Two special deals.
For two special people.
Yeah. Totally. Well, it's been a real journey.
Thank you.
But we've reached the end.
Thank you.
So I'm going to release you.
I'm starving. I've been hungry this whole damn time.
Well, thank you.
Thank
again.
You.
And good night.
Good night.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.